to live righteously.
It's time for another episode of the Cultural Hall. It's articles of news for the week of the 26th of June. Have been out of town for a little bit, but have been trying to provide episodes for everyone. So thank you for sticking around and staying with us. People listening, it's actually up. So thank you, everybody that's listening. More people are listening than have been in the past.
It's actually up. Oh, yeah. our numbers are up.
Yeah, our numbers are up.
Oh, great. That's great.
Yes. You can find us online at The Cultural Hall for all the social medias, or thecultureallhall.com. It is me, Richie T, and sitting here with not only her, but also her kids. It's Janae Manite.
Hi there.
Here's what I love about your kids, by the way.
Okay.
There could not be more handsome kids, first of all.
Oh, stop it.
More well-behaved kids, right? And whiter kids. I don't think you could have whiter children.
What? That's, well, just one of them is super white.
For your ethnically vagueness that we give you, one of your kids is like, I am so white.
He's so fair. It's ridiculous. He's got like white blonde hair, bright blue eyes, and the most fair little skin, little glowy skin.
Yeah, translucent almost.
Almost. And I am literally the exact opposite of that.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
You sure it's yours?
Well, you know.
In mannerisms, both or you or your husband? I'm being serious. Like, are there things that you'd be like, oh, well, that's obviously a me thing.
It's interesting. The whole genetics thing is interesting. I am the runt of my family. Mm-hmm. I'm easily on both sides, my mother's and my father's, all the extended family. I am the darkest person.
Okay.
On both sides, for sure. So I am the product of like every recessive gene they could possibly be.
Okay.
So your son is essentially
the product of every recessive gene.
Well, no, he's the product of like everything else being normal.
Okay.
I just, especially when put it with my husband, who is blonde hair, blue eyed.
But your husband's not particularly fair. I mean, he's not like,
no.
I mean, he's a just husband. He's just as fair and
yes.
just. No,
yes,
no. I mean, he's not like you in that, you know, you step out in the sun and then all of a sudden your skin turns to like this dark shade of, you know, South America. But
South America.
But he certainly isn't one that I look at him and go, you know, who is that albino child?
He can tan pretty easily.
Yeah.
And so I'm assuming that this tiny one here, my 3-year-old is who we're talking about, that's so fair.
Mm-hmm.
I assume that he will be able to tan pretty easily.
Okay.
I do my best to keep him like out of the sun.
Yeah, and lathered in it, I'm sure. I'm sure that mom. Hold on. And
cancer
he's like,
causing. all of that fun stuff. But I think he actually does tan pretty easily.
Okay.
My older one is funny because he is a little darker. Just mm-hmm. he's a little that people are like, oh, he got your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sort of. He's still not nearly as dark as I am.
No.
But he's got brown hair and brown eyes and the whole bit.
And charming.
But, oh, why, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm super biased. I think so, but I'm super biased.
No, but he is.
He's pretty cute. Little
no, guy. But take it from me. I meet a lot of kids. Some aren't so charming. That
actually,
one is.
You're pretty, you're what would we say? You don't love all children.
No, I don't. I'm not a lover of all children. No.
In general.
No. So the fact that I like yours is actually quite the compliment.
That means a lot.
I feel like I could fly on a plane with your kids and be okay.
And be okay.
Like West Coast. I'm not flying to New York with your kids.
Not to New York with these ones.
No.
Actually, when we flew to Philadelphia, I was so nervous about it.
Sure.
Because
I put the fear of God in anyone who listens to this show about flying with their children.
That's true. No, they were so good. I was very, very blessed on that 5-hour flight or whatever. No, the interesting thing about it is the one that looks opposite of me, he looks identical to my baby pictures, just painted a different color.
Oh, really?
For sure, yeah.
Okay, so is yours.
Yeah, so
okay.
they're mine, I claim.
Okay.
But nobody believes me. Like, when I'm out with just my little fair one, my little blonde guy,
mm-hmm.
people are like, oh, are you the nanny? Oh, who's, are you babysitting?
Exactly.
Like, who does he belong to? I'm like, well.
Where's your mother? And you're like, right here, pal.
Pulled forth from my stomach as I watched.
Pull forth. Oh, yeah. C-section, right?
Yeah. All that fun stuff.
Ugh.
Terribleness. But
isn't
that's okay. Oh, it was so bad.
Ugh.
I've talked about it.
The staples is what I think is just terrible about the C-section, right? How they have to put you back together. The big sutures or staples.
Oh, sure. I mean, that was not... that was fine. Well, I just cutting you open and have Trent, my husband, Trent, he said I have a little bit of PTSD from watching your C-section because two doctors get on either side of you, put their hands inside and lean back to pull you open. Like, he's like, they put their weight into it, and I wasn't sure that I enjoyed that so much.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, good
Oh,
times.
My gosh.
Maybe we'll talk about stuff that isn't disgusting.
Okay.
I don't know.
What isn't disgusting? What's new?
Goodness, quite a bit, I guess, since the last time I was here. It's been a moment.
How are you feeling? How's health? People always wonder that.
That's an interesting thing, and I really appreciate all the people that actually care or are like,
Yeah, or passively or care,
wonder,
right?
Like,
I wonder.
Care. I wonder. No, that's very kind. I have been getting better. I shot myself in the foot, though. I've been getting
better. You
shot
yourself in the foot?
Yeah, you know. Metaphorically speaking, I definitely did that. I have been getting better, and so I've started to, like a little by little, which has been wonderful, and mm-hmm. I've been so, so grateful.
Put a little
super
Clorox
grateful.
In your blood to clean
love
out the mold.
Love my doctor. Love. Oh yeah, that was all that. I got a new doctor in January and it's been finally we have like medical documented proof, like they like all of the blood tests and whatever that I'm getting better and
okay.
I feel it,
good.
Which is so nice. But as a result, I've kind of like I'm that person that's going to probably do too much.
Sure, because you're so, like I feel kind of better now. I can do the
slightly
world
slightly better. So mm-hmm. I've been doing lots of work stuff that I wasn't doing before. So all
with your
the,
flowers
with my with all those flowers.
What's the name of the company again?
Diamond Tip Design.
That's what
is my little bridal consulting and floral company.
Find it on Facebook.
And actually, I just did the Instagram because
okay.
apparently that's like the
that's the way
thing.
To go for wedding
that's
stuff for sure.
Definitely the way to go yeah. if you've got like a portfolio that's how you get
right, because people look at it and go, I want that. Mm-hmm. They don't go Facebook. I wonder what clever thing they're having to say.
They're gonna say no. They just want to see pictures of like evidence that you are legit kind
cool.
of thing.
And you
which
are.
That's like really. I do not know. I don't know. I don't know how to do the whole self. I'm not good at the self-promotion slash
right.
like my whole.
Yeah, because I just had to beg
thing.
That out of you. So
thank you. But like you have to get however many followers on Instagram because that number it legit instantly determines whether you're.
Yeah, legitimizes
like,
you for sure.
Legitimizes you right there. And
yeah.
so I just started my little Instagram account probably what, 5 weeks ago,
okay.
something like that. And I'm trying to figure out how we've got all these people that have like 10,000, even just 1,000 and 10,000 and 30,000 followers. Like, whoa, I think I have like 200.
Well, take the opportunity to pimp it. What is it?
Do some service and follow me.
At what?
At diamond_tip_design.
No, you're like the Rob hyphen fairy hyphen
I know.
Of the party.
I put it all together and I was like, well, that looks dumb.
Diamond Tip _ design. I'm going to follow you right now.
That's really so nice of you, Richie.
I'm not going to keep following you
because
I don't actually follow people. But
oh, that's right. You don't
As a thing of solidarity,
people.
I am going to follow you right now. I'll like a couple things
special,
and then I'll unfollow you.
Okay.
There we
okay,
go.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, it's been a little bit of source of stress. Like, ooh, okay, I got to post something and then say something clever about it and then
yeah. gorgeous though
out. Oh that's really
so
nice
much
of you
gorgeous
to say.
Work jeez
thank you so much
and this is all stuff that you've done
uh-huh
those gorgeous people too I don't know what that guy's hair's doing but that's an interesting thing all right we don't need to at
that's really nice
diamond_tip_design.com.
I've been working on my website too. I'm just not technologically. I'm a child of this age, and mm-hmm. so it's like okay, I have some capabilities when it comes to technology. It's
right.
fine, but that's not at all my strong suit.
Right.
So beyond what is naturally given to me as a child of this generation, I'm like. It's like, what am I doing? So putting together my website was like, okay, how do I, and this goes here, but that, oh,
right.
and I have to write
I would
code.
Consider that your husband,
code?
Knowing what I know of him, he would be good at that stuff, is he? No?
He's very good at that stuff. However, the poor boy is so busy.
Right.
So I'm not going to put another layer of stress on that man.
Yeah.
So I can figure things out. I'll put stress on my brother, my right. sweet brother, or my daddy,
yeah.
or my contemporaries that know, like the people, all the people that I feel like are my same age, but then I'm like, oh, you're 10 years younger than me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, we're the same.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. Whoa. Oh, how
Class
about
of
that?
2012. What?
Exactly.
I thought we...
Oh. Exactly. We were going over... I went to youth conference with all of our kids a couple of weeks ago, uh-huh. and they were like, oh, yeah, I was born in 2003. I'm like, oh, that's when I graduated from high school. Like, oh, I have not really felt like I was that far removed
right?
from
You're
our
like,
youth, necessarily.
What the?
Exactly. It was really pretty funny. Mm. So, been doing a lot of work stuff. Oh, okay. I have a story for if you want
All
to
right.
hear it.
Let's see if we got... Yeah, we got time.
Do we have some time?
Yeah.
I'll do my best, but it's pretty funny. I had literally one of the hardest weeks ever, but one of the most difficult, crazy, and dramatic wedding that I've ever done.
Let's hear it.
On Saturday.
I feel like I need to hear it. So
it
just this
fantastic.
Last Saturday.
Just this last Saturday.
Okay.
So my husband's gone all week long.
Okay.
He's
work trip.
No, actually, he was playing in his orchestra.
Okay.
They had to I think they recorded for like 18 hours.
Oh my
next
gosh.
Album. And they had, they did like three concerts a night or something.
Okay.
Two concerts a night, something. So he was gone. My poor little boy got like hit in the face with a baseball bat one
oh,
day
yeah.
so we
like
had,
a wooden
we
bat metal bat
like I don't actually know because we have
wiffle ball bat
we've got multiple bats in the basement
okay.
it was a child's baseball bat
okay.
I don't think it was aluminum but it was one of the
so we're not looking at like standard size okay
well,
so hitting the face
kid his face open so
is
we
the
got,
story
we
that we're
go
going with
like,
no mommy didn't get upset
like,
it was a baseball bat
do we get stitches
bat.
Do we go we had to do the mommy didn't get upset
yeah.
it was
it's,
I didn't catch that
don't
right
tell,
off
don't tell the doctors
Shh,
you
fine.
Fell down the stairs
we were just playing it was yeah. just it was all fine that whole thing so I'm already like stressed out
okay.
and then it was a big wedding so all Friday and all Saturday I'm just building as quickly as I can
okay.
all of their different there's 8 bridesmaids bouquets
oh my
and
gosh.
Like this how we've got anyway just
so
a
it's a hefty
of
amount of change though too right you're making some good money I would imagine
I did. It was my best or my little sister's best friend.
Okay.
So I gave them a deal.
So there was a little bit of family.
Their
deal.
Family has been not like another part of the family to me, but to my sister, yes, for sure.
Okay.
And they're super sweet people. I was excited to do it. So yeah. So I discounted it. So I didn't make a ton, but it was
worth your while.
Yeah, totally. It was great. Actually, it's going to be. I found out it's going to be published. Published in a magazine, like a local magazine.
Cool. Like a Utah
big,
Weddings
big
or something
blog.
Like that?
Yeah.
Cool.
They picked it up. They've already said that they wanted to pick it up. So I'm all sorts
yeah,
of excited
way to
about
go.
That. Like, yay. Makes me feel
Diamond
good.
_ tip _ design.
That's really, you're so sweet, Richie. So anyway, so huge thing. Already super stressed. I'm building a whole bunch. And so I show up to like set everything up on Saturday. It's at Thanksgiving Point. If you mm-hmm. if people know where that is, it's a beautiful, beautiful
right
venue.
The northern part of Utah mm-hmm. County here in Utah,
right here, right in Lehigh. And
yeah,
it's absolutely
big flower
beautiful.
Grounds. They've got museums there, a mm-hmm. golf course that's mm-hmm. fairly spendy.
So if you're gonna do your wedding there, you do it outside.
Yeah.
So it's hot and it's huge. I mean, it's a big expanse. So I'm running kind of back and forth all over the grounds to like set this up here and oh we need to suspend these greenery hoops behind the sweetheart table and
sure
we'll do all that so it's just I'm already stressed out because it's a big job and so we've got the cake person now this is interesting this here's some details that you might not think it's oh Janae's just going off but this is interesting and funny
okay.
So my sister is a professional cake person
okay
she's a
this
she's
is the sister
wonderful.
Whose friend
little,
that's getting married
little,
or
yes,
is that a
exactly.
different okay
yeah and so it was interesting that this girl did not ask her to do her wedding cake for her
yeah that
she
is
did,
interesting
yeah,
she asked
interesting.
Her sister's her friend's her sister to do the flowers,
do the flowers
but not okay
but no and actually she asked my brother because my brother's a DJ
uh-huh.
and he actually works with DJ Rob
Okay. What's his name?
Kevin.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Okay.
She asked him to DJ it. So she's got me doing the flowers, the brother doing the DJing, but she didn't ask my sister, who is her best friend, to do the cake.
Which, so she's also kind of cheap, it sounds like, too, a little bit, right? Like,
no,
I need
actually,
the discount with the family, so, hey, can you knock this down a little bit?
Like, well,
like
maybe. I don't know.
Like
maybe.
Mormonly frugal, right? Who do we know?
She's actually, she's got some good taste. She's got champagne taste for sure, and I think she's willing to spend money on it. But which actually is even more so. I was grateful that she thought I was good, to ask
at
her.
Diamond underscore tip underscore design.
That's not really what I mean. What I mean to do by
I'm
by
just
telling
teasing.
This story. Go watch the movie. My little tiny guy wants to talk in the microphone. So, we go. Oh, now I'm all thrown off.
You're
okay,
fine.
So the backstory is she didn't ask her to do it.
And, is your sis upset about sister. It?
Talk in the microphone. Get it.
All right.
My name is Tyson.
Hello, Pale Tyson.
Wait, I'm Tyson.
I don't want to.
You don't
Oh,
want
now
to.
He doesn't want
all right,
to.
So go watch your movie. totally threw them in the corner with the phone to watch the movie.
But she wants everybody to know she doesn't normally do that. And you're fine.
No. I give them the phone plenty. So she's the maid of honor. But instead of the bride being like, oh, I don't want you to stress about this. You're going to have enough other things happening.
Right, because that to me makes sense, right? Like, you are my best friend. I know that you do this. Maid of honor is a big deal, and I want you to be 100% present for that. So let's do that.
So that would have been what you would think she would have said, but I guess she made up all these excuses like, oh, this other person, and they're so good, and they taste really great, and she's giving me a deal, and so my sister was like, you don't need to make up excuses. I kind of hurt her feelings a little bit. Like, so basically you just don't want me to do your cake. You'd rather somebody else. So she was like, oh, okay, well, that's sad.
Right. They're not best friends anymore, by the way. Update on that story.
Update, no. It's over.
Yeah.
No, so she just
they
was like,
up.
Oh, that kind of made me feel bad.
Sure.
So then she was saying that she was being like sarcastic, like, ugh, well, I secretly hope that the cake is just a disaster.
Oh,
just,
no.
It's so awful.
Oh, no. She threw that into
so
the universe.
So the universe heard her loud and clear.
Oh, no.
So fast forward to me. I'm running all over the place and trying to hang stuff up. Mm-hmm. And with the intense week that I've had, the overly stressed week.
Getting bashed in the face, husband out of town.
Exactly. And then building everything so cool, like, okay, I've got to hurry and do this. I did not eat very well.
Oh, no.
Friday and Saturday.
Oh, no.
So that's not good. Cause
and
that's
you're still
already,
not 100% healthy.
I'm not even close to 100% healthy. And then I didn't eat like I need to, which is a large part of what's wrong with me. So.
And it's outdoor wedding,
it's
so
outdoor
it's hot.
Wedding, so we're setting up the Jenga blocks. So the cake arrives. And I'm like, okay, here we go. Run over. And she wants this huge, beautiful, it's this four-tiered cake. And the inspiration picture she showed me of what she wanted the flowers to be, beautiful, absolutely mm-hmm. gorgeous. And so I'm like psyched to do this. And I already know that some magazine is looking at this wedding, wanting to maybe publish
it. So it's almost like an audition kind of for
a
you.
Little bit.
Right.
So I'm like, ooh, this could, like, I know that this thing could possibly be, you know, in print at some point. So mm-hmm. I'm so excited to decorate this huge, beautiful cake. So it shows up, but I'm still stressed out and working on things. And so I'm like, okay, I'll be over there. Like the cake person is like, hey, it's here. All right. I'm like, great. As soon as I'm done with this, I'm like on a ladder when they come in and talking to me. Yes. I'm like, hey, when I'm done with this, I'll go over. And I'm so excited. She's like, okay. So she bounces. And meanwhile, people are coming over to me because when something shows up, the family that's there early, but they're not actually helping really yet, like mm-hmm. they're whatever, go over and check it out. It's like, oh, the cake arrived. Let's go see it.
Yeah.
Well, people are coming back and telling me they're like, ooh, the cake's kind of leaning. Like, and then other people are like, ooh, yeah, it's kind of leaning like to the side. And so, and I can't worry about that. I'm
right,
like,
cause
well,
you're not the cake girl. You're the flower girl.
I'm not the cake girl. I'm like, well, we'll just, you know, that's unfortunate. It'll probably be fine. Right. I've never been
but
to a wedding
good.
Where
it tastes so much better than Janae Monite's sister's cakes. It tastes so much better.
So totally. So I'm like, oh, it'll be fine. Plus, we can. I mean, Photoshop is a thing in existence. Right. We can. It'll
and you
be
can
fine.
Gear the flowers to make it look so it's not leaning.
Yeah,
I get it.
The whole bit. So I'm not worried. So eventually, I run over there, and yeah, it's leaning a little bit. So even there, someone has put like their credit cards and gift cards and stuff underneath the cake stand, like mm-hmm. the base, to try and like tip it the other way to
oh,
compensate.
No. Oh no!
So it's kind of like, and there's a bunch of people. Plus, there again, it's like I have an audience always when I'm decorating the cakes because
sure.
it's like, oh, that's something fun to watch.
Right.
So I'm surrounded by all these people. We're under this beautiful gazebo
oh,
and I've
no.
got this four-tiered cake and I'm
oh, no.
and I am so psyched to do this, like start decorating this thing. I've got all these high-end flowers that are really expensive
yeah.
and I go to town and it's starting to look so pretty. I'm so excited. Like, yay. So then I think the photographer yells and has everybody go, all the bridesmaids like, okay, we're going to take some more pictures as a group, like go over. So it's just me and these little like younger teenage girls that mm-hmm. are just hanging out, and I keep bending down to get another flower stand up, and every time I do, I'm about to black out.
Yeah, you're getting
totally
lightheaded.
About to
right.
pass out.
Top.
I've got people like, hey, bring her some water, like because this was a family friend, my whole me and my brother were two vendors and my sister's the maid of honor. Our parents were already there just mm-hmm. to like help out, which
sure.
was awesome. My parents are great. So someone tells my dad, so my dad runs over, and as I'm decorating this flower, my father is feeding me like a 3-year-old, like shoving food
baby bird,
in my
baby
face.
Baby bird. Flower.
not quite like that, but he's like shoving food into my face.
Kay.
So there's that whole thing, and I keep standing up. I have to like full on hold on to the side of the table because
oh
I'm just going to pass right out. It was, and I felt embarrassed and stupid, like that I probably should have eaten better, obviously.
Sure. Yes.
Like dehydrated or whatever it is. So anyway, so people, and at some point everybody leaves but just these two girls, they keep sticking around, and I bend down to get one flower, and I all of a sudden I haven't like looked back up yet, and I hear there it goes, and the cake falls over, and I stand up to see these two like 14-year-old girls full on hands in the cake holding this thing up.
Oh my gosh.
And there's like a huge chunk of the bottom that has like fallen off onto like the beautiful pretty linen that's
on
the table, and I'm like, what do I do? What? And they're like, what do we do?
Oh my
like,
gosh.
Because they're holding this cake up. It's ridiculous. So I realize that my sister, I'm like, well, I have a professional cake person here, because
mm-hmm.
The girl who made the cake, she's gone. So I'm like, okay, hold on right there. I had touched something or held some big piece of it. Okay. And so I've got frosting all over my hands, and I run over to I run over to get my sister. I'm like, please come. I just went over there and was like, hi, and put my hand up, and she sees it covered in frosting, and she looks at me and is like, oh my gosh, it did.
Yeah.
So she shows up and tries to salvage what is left of the things. We like scoop the top three layers up off of it and throw all of the bottom tier off into the grass. So that was ridiculous, because the table is sitting on this like beautiful circular cobblestone patio thing, and so if frosting gets all over this patio, it needs to be like sprayed down with a hose. It's insane. And Richie has had to get up and move over to where my children are to give them chairs so that they can climb all over and... I don't know. Thank
so
you.
That's
really so sweet
so
of you.
Let me ask you this, though. In this whole thing, is the wife, or the wife,
the bride
freaking out yet? Or has she not even seen it?
She hasn't seen it. So we're trying to get it to the point... Well, I take that back. When I went over to get my sister, that uh-huh. she was with all of the bridesmaids, and so the photographer and the videographer follow us to come over. So luckily, we have shots of all of the...
Right,
because
as terrible as it is, it'll be a thing that they look back on and go, oh. So what?
So my sister, who's a professional cake person herself, is like, okay, so she has me take the top three layers. I hold that. That's, oh my goodness, there must have been 55 pounds of cake that of just the top three layers.
Oh my gosh.
So then she looks through the bottom layer and we're trying to like scoop, like there are a bunch of people, hands full in the cake, scooping this huge bottom layer, which I guess she told me it was like 75 servings worth of cake on that bottom layer.
Wow.
We just have to chuck it in onto the grass, like throw it off of the big pretty cake stand into the grass, and so that we can take the top three layers, which are in they're still standing, they're totally mangled because they've had hands
trying to prop them up.
It's not made of fondant, if you know what that is. It's like
that's the tougher
smooth
frosting.
Tougher stuff, and it's not regular buttercream frosting either, that like if you frost a cake and then you wait like 5 minutes, that's kind of like crusted over and harder. This is, I don't know if it was just melty because of
the heat.
It was the heat. It wasn't that hot. I mean, it was a hot day, so it affected me, but it wasn't too bad. I don't know. Anyway, it's just, there's like full-on handprints all through this cake. And so my sister, we scoop all this stuff off, and she realizes there are straws in this cake. Like, so usually when you reinforce all of the weight in the cake, you put wooden dowels in.
Oh, and they use straws.
And they use these like jumbo straws that they just obviously cut with scissors and like stuck in there to try and hold all of that weight. No, that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
Not going to happen. So throwing all the stuff into the grass, we're trying to like wipe off the cake plate and put it on top. Then my sister has to smooth out. Someone went and got her like a spatula and she smoothed out the frosting. And then all of the actual cake that had been like dug into, I just had to cover it with flowers. Put so many flowers on that thing to just cover the whole thing up. And it luckily by the end of it, and the bride did come over at some point and she was like, oh, but then she's like, well, I can't do anything about it. So I guess I'll go back over to where we were taking pictures.
Right.
So she takes off. I think that one of the bridesmaids personally knew the cake person. And so she actually called her. She like FaceTimed with her on her iPad and showed her what was happening. And I wish so bad I could have heard what that cake person was saying.
I bet.
I feel terrible for her.
Guess I shouldn't have used straws as the point there.
Yeah. I don't know.
Do you have a picture of the final cake?
I do.
All right.
I do.
Will you share it with us so we can share it not only at diamond underscore tip underscore design, but we'll share it at the Cultural Hall on Instagram so people can check it out.
Okay.
Not bad. Only a 17-minute story.
Oh, was that all?
You are getting quicker.
That's embarrassing.
But part of that was because we had the interruption.
With the littles. Thank you, Richie.
Yeah, you bet. Let me just tell you real quick, and then I'll share an email of what's going on with
me.
Not
real quick. Take 17 minutes of your own time.
I don't need 17 minutes. I got the opportunity to go to Seattle. Went up and stayed with my mom. I did this last year. People will remember. My mom has a house up in the San Juan Islands in Washington. You have to take a ferry, drive your car onto the ferry, and it's a legit island.
Girlfriend
with me. It wasn't romantic.
Not like romantic, like lovey romantic, like just like quaint romantic, like that.
Small town.
That whole thing.
Slower pace of life.
Yeah.
Just awesome. And gorgeous. Perfect temperature. Well, it was like 110 degrees back here in Salt Lake. It was like 66 degrees and slightly overcast. And I just slept one of the days that I was there.
Oh, wow.
Windows open, took a nap. I was like, this is what I wanted to do with this day.
this is
100% what
I wanted to spend this time.
So there's that. And then...
Now, your mom lives up there or she just has a house up
so
there?
So she's going to eventually part-time that place.
Okay.
So she'll do kind of a 50-50 split between living in Draper and then also up there.
Okay.
It's kind of cool. She's getting to the point of almost retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And so things kind of are slowing down. She's one who's worked just a ton.
Okay.
And so for her to be like, yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to retirement is pretty
That's
cool.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
And then the other thing that I'll just kind of add as a reinforcement to that is, you know, as you get older, and people probably already recognize this, but like becoming friends with your parents as opposed to being the kids that your parents have to worry about, but like, you know, taking care of all your stuff, your parents will always worry about you, right?
Yes.
But not needing like, oh, hey, I need money or I need a place to stay or, you know, all that kind
Drive
of stuff.
Drive me to soccer practice.
Exactly. Just being like a friend to your parents is so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, I was thinking we would cook tonight. was one of the things we did there. So we went and got oysters and clams, and everyone kind of took a part. And it was just sort of this fun thing where it wasn't like, well, you need to make sure you clean this up, and I really, you know, any of that kind of stuff.
Because you're just all adults.
Yeah, it's just all adults hanging out, you know, talking. We talked for several hours, enjoyed one another's company at a level of just being like, hey, how are you? Who are you? What do you think about this? You're looking towards retirement. What do you think about that? What are you scared of?
That's great. You know? It sounds like a Hallmark card.
Yeah, right?
And we got the oysters, yeah. And we just, that's great. That's really great.
And then the rest of the time, I worked for a company called Cotopaxi.
Oh, that's what you did up there. Nice.
They do a questival. They do one here in Utah. They have them all across the country in different places. People can check it out. It's Cotopaxi, Cotopaxi.com. You can find out about their questivals and their outdoor gear and clothing.
Well, you can't just throw out a word like questival and then not
It's a 24-hour scavenger hunt.
Oh, fun.
Where people download an app and then different activities that you do get you different levels of points, and then if you win, you this year's prize is you get to be a part of a service project, an international service project, where they'll get you down to help out some folks.
Okay, that's neat.
Yeah,
they're gonna send you off to like Peru or something.
Yeah, I don't know where it is. I should know, but I off the top of my head I can't think.
Okay, that's really neat.
Yeah,
yeah.
So they did that, and I just had to help out MC. It was fun. It was a fun way to see the state of Washington. So I've got an email from Kevin that I want to follow up with. Then we'll take a break and we'll do some actual articles of news. This one is from Kevin. Again, if you listened to articles of news a couple weeks ago, we shared an email that I'm sure a lot of people went, all right. So here we go. Here's his follow up. Hey, I just wanted to clarify something I said in my last email. Yes, if I were married, I would like my wife to be a good cook and to cook me dinner. It's nice to come home to a home-cooked meal. However, I agree with what just Joni said. I wouldn't expect a hot meal right when I come home. First of all, that would be highly unrealistic. Second, if I expected a nice hot meal the moment I got home, it would be very selfish. I'm just saying I would like my wife to do the majority of the cooking. Of course, I would cook as well. For example, if both of us worked and she was going to be home late, then I would cook. Or let's say I come home and we have kids. If she is busy changing a diaper or trying to calm one of our kids down, I would get dinner started. I would just tell the person that I am dating that the only thing that I can cook well at this point is spaghetti, fried pork chops, baking pizza, fresh salmon, and putting things in the crock pot. I just wanted to clarify a bit of information, Kevin.
That's like most people can make.
Crockpot meals are the best, right?
Crockpot meals are the best.
Right? It really is the chuck it in a big thing, hope it turns out okay, and come back 4 hours later and go,
yeah,
it's all right.
We'll throw this over rice.
Yeah.
It's edible.
Right? Put some noodles with it.
Some sort of starch.
Can I put some bread with this? It'll be stomachable with bread.
I bet if we wrapped it in a tortilla and put a lot of salt on it, it'd be fine.
Oh, yes. let's take a break, and then we'll come back and we'll do actual articles of news.
Hi, friends. Dan the Laptop Man here from PC Laptops. I get a lot of emails from people all the time. Here's one. Dear Dan, I keep hearing your ads talking about free virus and malware scans on any brand of desktop or laptop PC. I think you're trying to pull one over on us. We know nothing is free. We're not that naive out there in the real world. Signed, No Free Lunch. Dear No Free Lunch, we mean it. We really will scan your computer for malware and spyware for free. We know that if you have a great experience with us, you'll be so impressed that one day you might come back and buy a computer from us. So bring in your computer, no matter what brand of PC it is, to any one of our locations right now for a free virus and malware and spyware scan. Just check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com. Say goodbye to your malware and spyware. No free lunch. At PC Laptops, we love you.
The Cultural Hall wants you to help Utah Food Bank fight hunger statewide. Through your donations of food, time, or money, Utah Food Bank is able to distribute over 31 million meals annually to Utahns facing hunger. Even a $1 donation can be turned into $7.35 of goods and services. One in five children in Utah could go to bed hungry tonight, and 423,000 Utahns are unsure where their next meal will come from. By donating food at your local pantry or by visiting utahfoodbank.org, you can make a difference.
Imagine running a small business today. It's challenging. Imaging and internet presence is an absolute must. Even with that, you're still a small star in a bright cyber universe. Now, imagine you have someone who understands how to get your site designed for your talents and then easily searched by potential clients. Imagine Lennon Design. Whether it's strictly a website or a whole package of logo creation, advertising media, and promotional materials, Lennon Design is your partner in business. They'll test the boundaries of their imagination to create something unique for you. When you need creative, affordable design, let it be Lennon Design. Call 801-699-3022 or visit LennonDesign.com.
Time for the second half of Articles of News, wherein we do actual Articles of News.
Actual it, Articles Peter. Of News?
You can't lose Articles of News.
All right, so what do you got? Do you want to start out?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got the most, probably the biggest one. Do we want to start off
with
the
please.
One?
What do you think?
Our cute 12-year-old girl
yes.
who came out
Savannah,
during the testimony
right?
meeting. Savannah, yes.
If people haven't seen this video yet, you can find it at theculturalhall.com in association with this episode. You can find it on any social media that talks about LDS stuff.
Yeah.
It's all over the place.
It's definitely the biggest thing that's come up as of late. But if you haven't yet, basically we've got a 12-year-old girl who decided to use testimony meeting mm-hmm. as a way of kind of coming out as gay to her congregation.
Right. Talks about a lot of things, but that seems to be the thrust that people are sticking to, right? She also talks about the fact that she, you know, she believes in a heavenly father and a heavenly mother.
Yes.
She
yes.
believes that she was not created as a mistake. She believes that
She's perfect how she is.
That she's perfect how she is, yeah.
That her heavenly parents love her.
And as you watch the video, she gets a couple minutes in, and then the...
Oh, is it a couple minutes?
Yeah, I want to...
It's kind of a longer...
Yeah, it's at least...
Because I've only read the transcript. I haven't watched the video.
Yeah, it's probably a minute, minute and a half where she's going, and then someone asks her, you know, come on, sit down.
Okay, yeah. So that's the big thing, is that she was kind of cut off. It said that they turned her mic off, or did they just stand up and say, hey, we need...
Well, they sort of, they sort of go, hey, can you... You know, they motion for her to come down, and she's like, oh, okay, and she sort of leaves. So I don't know if it's that they turned the microphone off necessarily.
Oh, did they?
Although most of the stories that I've heard said that they turned the microphone off, so I'll take that at its word. Why not?
Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. Anyway, so that's kind of the big thing. Do we want to actually...
What do you think about it?
Well, I feel for both parties involved, for sure. It's very, very easy, at least for me, to see both sides of it. Her thoughts and her parents' thoughts were, I mean, she had written out her testimony, her talk, essentially. She'd written out what she was going to say. She had talked with her parents for a few weeks, supposedly, about this and you know, trying to decide what to do. And her thoughts, their thoughts collectively were something along the lines of, this would be, you know, I would like to have my congregation open up their, you know, treat me as I am.
Sure.
And if there are any other LGBTQ members in our ward, that I would, you know, be a voice, and they would know that they're not alone, and we could connect, things like that. And the best way to go about doing that would probably be up in front of the entire ward
right.
in sacrament meeting, where everybody is, and testimony meeting is a, you know, is a avenue to do that.
Sure.
And
it's
so,
just like when you want everyone in the ward to get to know you when you've moved to a new
yes,
ward. You
exactly.
get up and you go, you know, I do have a testimony of God and Jesus, and I'm also living on this street, on this house. So if anyone wants
and
to know
person,
me, this is what I enjoy doing.
Favorite color is blue.
Right.
And I have a testimony.
Amen.
Amen. All of that good stuff. And anyway, so I can totally see how they're like, okay, yeah, this is what we're going to do.
Right.
However, then the other side of it, where it's like, ooh, we need to probably not have this be what we do. And the leaders, the bishopric, or it was the stake, a member of the stake presidency was there, just kind of happened to be there.
Yeah. That presiding.
Week. The president. And so he went, I guess they allowed her to keep going for a while.
Bit. Yep.
But then she started talking about, What exactly did she say?
She was talking about how she's looking forward to, you know, being in love with someone and being able to marry them.
And the Lord wouldn't want her to live a life of being alone,
right,
or being married to somebody that she wasn't attracted to,
right,
and these different things. So that right there kind of is very contrary to what our doctrine is.
Right.
And so when she started getting to that point, it was like, okay, well, I don't know if she was necessarily preaching false doctrine, but she was definitely,
she was bearing testimony of things that were counter to the doctrines of the church.
Exactly. Okay, yeah. That's a perfect way of putting it. Also, there's the fact that this little thing is 12.
Now 13. She celebrated her birthday just the other day.
Oh, okay, there you go. So we've got a very, very young person that I won't pretend that I know all of the different things, factors that go into it as far as physiologically when you go through puberty and, you know, all of the changes and such. But the general consensus I understand, I could be totally wrong, but from what I understand is that the decision of whether you're gay or straight and all of those things isn't supposed to be made until you're a little bit older, both mentally and physically, like scientifically, you can't determine that, or it could be determined as differently later on in life,
okay,
as the body grows and different hormones are pushed through the brain and all of that kind of thing. There's a whole other side to it. So one, it's an immature, physically immature person, and two, it's a spiritually, emotionally, and socially immature person that maybe it's just a dangerous thing to be,
right,
putting that out in the world that early. And that's her choice. That's her parents' choice. That's definitely, obviously they made that choice to go about it, but it makes her being so young and all those different factors obviously is going to make people go,
should we be doing that? You know, it's an interesting thing, only to offer counterpoint to it.
Please,
but do you actually remember when you were sitting around and said, I am going to like boys?
Oh,
like,
yeah, you, for sure. You, that was,
you,
I was,
you do remember
super
where
young.
You're like, maybe I like girls, but I am going to for sure like boys. I'm being serious.
I was like, oh, as far as made the decision.
Yeah.
I never, ever made the decision.
Right,
I just kissed my little neighbor when I was like three, my little neighbor boy. Like,
right.
And I love you and we'll get married and let's. And I like kissed him behind a bush as I was 3 years old. So,
right. So for a lot of people, I think that kind of idea of it being, you know, whatever her age was, kind of being mature. Right. She may end up, you know, figuring out that she's bisexual. I read an article that said that, you know, that could be a thing, or that she's not even homosexual at all. Right.
Mm-hmm.
As she sort of matures through puberty. But the counterpoint to that would be most of the gay men that I know were like, yeah, when I was like five, I knew that I liked guys, you know.
That's true.
And then to hearken to my own experience, like I never remember being like, you know, there's men and there's women. Which am I going to like? It just was always a thing for me to be like, that girl is so cute. I want to kiss that girl. It was never, with very few exceptions, I want to kiss some guy. No, I'm kidding. but you know what I'm saying? Like it was never that sort of thing. The thing for me that, you know, as we talk about this issue, and I've reached out, so people know, I've reached out to the family, to Savannah, and also to her mother. And when I called, the reason why I know that she just turned 13 the other day is because I called her, and they were getting ready for her birthday party, so they were unable to talk. So hopefully there'll be a guest here in the Culture Hall in the near future,
and
we can hear exactly from them. The issue that I have is a couple things. I don't particularly care for the fact that something was being recorded in the chapel.
Oh, yeah. That's that's not a thing that we are necessarily supposed to
do. In the church handbook, it encourages highly not to. But then beyond that, like the sort of set upness of it.
It feels
a little like maybe they knew that was going to occur, and so they filmed it. I understand it for the other perspective, where it's like, if this is where she comes out, we want to have it recorded
have
when she comes out, right? Okay, that makes sense. But I feel like you pay respect, as my understanding is, they're active members of the church. At least mom is. As actors, members of the church, you pay respect to those things which you believe in and which you attend, right? So probably not recording those things, right? Like, this is a big moment, and I think then the question becomes, well, do I record this big moment, or do I not do this big moment in testimony meeting? Because the encouragement to not record it is there. So that's part of it. The second part of it is the way, you know, to come a little bit critical of the guy stopping it. I think that if he would have not stopped anything and allowed her to finish her testimony and then got up and said what he said, because if you watch the video, there's a testimony immediately after, and I think it's either the first counselor or the stake president or someone who gets up after, and he also affirms testimony about how much God loves us. You know, he didn't say, she's wrong.
Which would be not so good.
Right. He didn't say any of those things. But if they would have allowed her to get up and testify and then sit, and then he would have got up and testified what he testified to and then sat down, there wouldn't be a story.
Oh, okay. Is the main story that she got cut off?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think a lot of people are upset about the fact that she got cut off. I don't think anyone's taking issue what the guy said afterwards, because he did. He bear testimony about, you know, the fact that God loves all of us and that, you know, he does indeed have a plan for us to be happy, right? So it's not any of those issues. Mm-hmm. It's that she was saying stuff and then got cut off. So the issue that it seems kind of conspired to me, and that's why I want to talk to Savannah and to her mom, is to find out exactly, okay, but really you didn't think that you'd get cut off? Why were you recording? You know that we're not supposed to. Did you really not know that you're not supposed to record it? You know, there's a lot of questions around it that I would like to not take anyone's biased sort of speculation about and say, what did you know?
Let them.
Why did you
tell
do this?
How
do you know you're a lesbian? What, you know, have you these feelings? People say that you might be too young to figure it out. What do you say to that challenge?
Mm-hmm.
And have an honest and frank discussion with them. So, especially the thing with testimony meeting is I've sat in testimony meetings where there has been certainly not about like homosexual marriage, but where there has been some insane thing spouted from the pulpit and their and no one has stopped them and made them sit down. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like when we have that free for all and it's an open mic, essentially, I mean, I think to some extent, I mean, unless someone is getting up and, you know, saying Joseph Smith is a fallen prophet and we all need to get out of here. You know, I think short of that. And even in that case, I think you empower when you cut the person off. I think you allow the person to say their piece and then you can get up and go, So we all know. This person said this, and I don't think that it is.
I think I would be interested to find out exactly, because I know that they have their responsibility. The bishop, the presiding officials of the church or of the congregation, whatever it is, has a responsibility that they are supposed to get up and stop things like that.
Right.
Whereas, and like you said, plenty of times, just for the sake of it being awkward, they're just men and they've got to sit there really quickly and determine what the best course of action is,
sure,
all of these things. And so it'd be interesting to see how the state president felt as far as like, maybe it was like, oh no, if I allow her to go any further, I have no idea what she's going to continue to say. Maybe other people will just tear her apart afterward. So it's almost to her benefit. Or maybe it wasn't that at all. It was like, oh, this is one of those hot button issues and I better shut this down immediately.
Right.
Like,
it'd be interesting to talk to him as well.
For sure. For sure. But that'll be great if you've reached out to them, to the family.
Yeah. So hopefully that's good. I want to let you know, Janae Manite.
Please tell me.
That from now on, when you come to the Cultural Hall, when we record, you can wear pants if you'd like.
Oh, can I?
Yeah, women who work for Mormon headquarters and now for the Cultural Hall as well can wear pants.
And
pants
now
suits.
The Cultural Hall as well.
And
I have a dress on today.
And dress legs,
yeah.
Exactly. I noticed that you wore a skirt. You don't have to. You can wear a pantsuit if you want.
Well, that is very generous of you.
Or dress slacks.
That's very kind.
Up until now, I guess I sort of knew this, but you had to wear a dress when working if you are an employee for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. They sent an employee a memo Wednesday about several changes, which include expanded maternity leave and allowing men to remove their suit coats in hot weather. So also, the men have had to wear suit coats regardless of how hot it
is. Whoa, oh, that surprises me more so than the... than the dress issue.
They still have to wear white shirts. They're not allowed to wear a colored shirt.
Interesting.
The religion's leaders made the decision about women's clothing to help employees feel more comfortable, said spokesman Doug Anderson. He declined to say how many people or women the church employs, saying it's only in the thousands. The church last year began allowing female missionaries to wear dress pants in parts of the world with mosquito-borne diseases. Deborah Jensen, executive board member of the Mormon women's group Ordained Women, called the clothing change a small step toward breaking down rigid gender roles. Deborah has been here in the Cultural Hall before as well. The push for equality by Mormon women's groups has escalated in recent years, fueled by online and social media communities that allow women from around the world and the country to unite and discuss what they want to champion. Anyway, so they are now allowed to wear pants, suits, and dress slacks. And
great.
You, I'm going to extend that to you too, Janae Manette.
Oh, that is very sweet. What I'm interested, do you know what the particulars are as far as the maternity leave? What did they change there?
I don't know if this article addresses it. This, I think, addresses more the...
just talks about the clothes.
No, but they can have longer time off.
They gave them
and I don't
time.
Know what that means exactly.
That's great. That's great.
Or maybe even maternity leave in general. They may not have even had maternity leave in the first place.
Okay.
I don't know.
I should, yeah.
The LDS Church announced Tuesday that it will close another three temples, this time in Mesa, Arizona, Raleigh, North Carolina, and Baton Rouge, Louisiana, for major renovations. Mesa's 90-year-old temple, which underwent a previous refurbishment in the 70s, will close in May 2018 and reopen in 2020. So a couple-year closure down there. Raleigh's 18-year-old temple will shut down in January, and then a month later in February 2018, the 17-year-old Baton Rouge temple will close, and then both will reopen in 2019. So they're not very old, 20 years old, and then getting renovated already.
Why do you think that would be?
Probably seismic things, and also probably, my guess would be, some sort of green measures.
Okay.
To make things
like
more efficient.
Okay.
Yeah. Less costly
how
as far as maintenance.
How long has the South Jordan's been closed for, what, a year and a half at this point?
Yeah, I don't know. It mentions this in here, but there are 11 temples, including the Jordan River Temple in South Jordan, which are closed. So you can find a link to this article at theculturalhall.com. It'll tell you all the temples that are closed, and so you can find that there. This, if you haven't seen it yet online, is pretty awesome. President Uchtdorf, that is the Silver Fox himself.
The Silver Fox.
Posted a video of himself from 30 years ago when the Frankfurt, Germany temple was first dedicated. In the interview, President Uchtdorf, who at that time was the chairman of the Frankfurt, Germany temple committee, he was having an in-depth conversation about his testimony of the church. It's pretty awesome because you know who still looks just as handsome? Mr. Silver Fox himself. And that's what I posted. If you're not following the Cultural Hall on Facebook, we post a lot of these articles for you to kind of get to know before we do the articles of news about. And he looks the same.
I can't wait to go watch
Handsome.
That's fascinating when to see people that just don't age.
Right. It's well, no, he definitely looks.
Well,
he definitely has aged, but he's just
they
good
age
looking.
So well.
The other part of that I think is as I watched President Uchtdorf speak German, I want him to speak German at General Conference
so bad.
So badly.
Yeah.
So very badly.
Honestly.
It's so great. It's interesting because I feel like the German language is so kind of terse and bitey, you know?
Yes, generally speaking.
But not in the way that conversation is. So you can check it out. It's on theculturalhall.com, or you can find it on our Facebook page at The Cultural Hall.
I dated a German boy once upon a time.
Oh, yeah? Was that old Firebum?
No. I love that you still remember that.
How could I not?
He was from Berlin.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like
which side? East or
Berlin.
West?
He was from...
I'm kidding, because you were anyone you would have dated would have been after the wall, right?
Yes, after the wall. But we had a discussion about it. Now I don't remember. Yeah. He was like, I would have been on.
I am
but
from
no, I don't
East
remember.
Berlin.
Well,
my family was from West Berlin.
From West. I remember when I met him, I was like, oh, when you speak German, it doesn't sound harsh and. What did you say?
Terse and bitey.
Yeah, there wasn't any.
Which
of
is,
that.
By the way, how the pioneers traveled west by terse and bitey.
There's a song about that as they walked, I think.
And walked.
Walked and bitey.
And walked.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. What other stories do you have? You've got a bunch lined out in front of you.
We've got the LDS Church weighs in on the medical marijuana ballot.
Okay.
That's the initiative here in Utah.
Yep.
So sorry, all the people that aren't here in Utah, but you get to hear about.
It's interesting to hear the church's stance on it for sure.
It really kind of is. They basically came out and said, hey, the, you know, just like any other drug that's going to be prescribed to patients, the medical cannabis needs to be run through. There's a lot more testing and a lot more things that need to be run through the FDA first. And they also are like, yeah, that whole recreational marijuana, that's not.
Yeah, no. We're not cool with that.
No. Funny, very, very interesting. So probably three weeks ago, my husband went out and did the Boulder Ironman.
Mm-hmm. So that's in Colorado.
That's in Colorado, where recreational marijuana is legal.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're 21 and older.
Uh-huh.
And we had a teammate who wanted to go and get some sort of cannabis infused
edible
like cream. No, it was some cream for the race, like to get ready for the race. It was something that would like reduce inflammation and some, you know, something like that. So he was like, yeah, I need to go. I want to go and get some of this. And so after we had our like pre-race dinner, we went and walked through downtown Boulder, which have you been to Boulder, Colorado?
I have not.
It is the most interesting, the stereotype of Boulder holds up more than any place I have ever been
what the stereotype
in my
is.
Life.
What is
it? Oh, you don't know?
No.
It's very like
hippie, like
the
like hipster?
Hippie hipster granola, like very active people. Like I have never been in a place where I was surrounded by the stereotype more so than Boulder. It was fascinating and awesome. It was awesome. Go take a trip. You would love to go check out Boulder.
I'll go check out Boulder. Really, all right, you sold
me. And you with your crazy hair and your mustache here, you would fit in just fine. Just fine. So anyway, we went and walked through downtown Boulder and found this little house, cute, adorable little house.
It was a dispensary?
But it was a dispensary.
Yeah.
And I stayed outside with the children because the littles can't just be going through there. But he said it was a really interesting experience of like, you go up and you put your ID through the little tiny hole and the official, like the federal person, or not federal, the state person, you know, checks it all out and makes sure you're good. And then you go on in and there's just this whole like, you got this and you want this and you need a little bit
when
of
I was
this.
In Seattle, we went into a dispensary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
my girlfriend and I. Yeah. And we were just fascinated by it. We wanted
it's
to see.
Fascinating.
And you could get like cookies and you could get the gummy bears and you could get just actual marijuana itself as well. But so fascinating. And the guy behind the counter was about the most passionate I've ever seen. A guy be about a product that he sold, right? He just was like, I love this. This is the best. You should try this. And I'll be 100% honest. A little bit of me was like, well, maybe I should.
I mean,
it's legal here, right?
Maybe
so,
I should check this out.
I mean, there is repentance, right? So I could. I ultimately didn't. So for
so
anyone.
Good.
Well, no, it just was sort of this whole. It's this whole life. That I just am completely unfamiliar with. But the guy spent half an hour with us talking about, you know, the different levels and what the things are and how, you know, he like bests it and the different strains of marijuana as well, like genetic, you know, breeding of the plants and stuff like that. It's just fascinating to me the way that they do all that. So, yeah.
That's a little crazy.
Did you try any of the cream?
Huh?
Did your husband try any of the cream?
Yeah, he actually did.
And what do you think?
He's
I am so wasted right now.
Yeah. He put some on his lower back, uh-huh. and then when he went and did the 112 miles of being hunched over,
right?
Like on, because you've got these aero bars that you're laid out really in the
for bike races.
He said he was like, my lower back didn't hurt me the entire time.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Maybe See? It was that. Maybe it was something else. But yeah, he tried it. He's like, oh, this is interesting.
Well, let me reinforce what people that are in favor of it. See, God made it. It's of the earth.
It's not man-made. That's great.
And to a point, I sort of agree with it.
Oh, yeah.
The problem will be is that people can't, you know, just respect it. They always have to abuse it. There always has to be excess. There always has to be all those things.
I have no problem with using it as, like, medicinally. Mm-hmm. No problem at all.
Right. But, you know, people will never be able to do that. And there will always be this thing where you're just like, okay, well, the few ruin it for the many. So there's that. What other stories do you have? I didn't even ask you before we started.
Oh, you're fine. The only other thing I've got is about the new Mormon buildings in New Zealand that paint a bright future. But there are some people in New Zealand that are not so excited about it.
Oh, yeah?
It. They feel like they're losing the...
property values? Yeah, please.
I'll just read it. They're losing their culture. Oh, okay. Mormons in New Zealand gathered in Hamilton on June 17th for the dedication of a massive... massive new building, new LDS building, the David O. McKay Stake and Cultural Event Center, whose purpose is both spiritual and cultural. The new center sits on the edge of historic Temple View, a community of around 2,000 people, according to the LDS Church release. It said it received its name after the Latter-day Saints New Zealand Temple was dedicated and opened in 1958. Several other buildings were dedicated last week, too, including the refurbished Wendell B. Mendelssohn Library, the G.R. Basinger Hall, Kai Hall, and First House, a building which was once home to Church College of New Zealand faculty. I guess what they put those up instead of the older buildings, they were afraid that they kind of lost their past. They lament the loss of the past kind of thing. That's basically it.
Okay. Speaking of church buildings, this is a terrible story. So warning, terrible story about to ensue.
We're not ending on this one, are we?
No, I've got another one. It's not happier. It's just lighter.
It's just lighter.
Riverside police are searching for a man that they say pulled a girl into a dumpster and sexually assaulted her. This just outside of a Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Riverside, California. Police spokesman Officer Ryan Railsback said that the girl who is between the ages of 10 and 13... said that the girl and her family were attending church services Sunday when at some point she went missing.
What?
So she was at church.
In the middle of church?
Probably
this was during the 3-hour block?
Probably wandered outside, you know. Oh, I'm just going to go walk outside. Or you know how sometimes kids will play?
Yeah.
I did this all the time as a kid.
Okay.
Right? Like, I just want to go walk around. Or, you know, you'd kind of slough out a little bit, right? Like, you get done with sacrament and it's like, I'm going to wander around the building. The girl's father could tell something was wrong when he found her in the church parking lot. She was taken to a hospital. Jana Mullen with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was at the church on Tuesday and referred reporters to Doug Anderson, church spokesman in the Salt Lake area. At the point of this article, he had not responded. The man is described as a 50-year-old dark-skinned Hispanic male who had a goatee and short, dark, messy hair. If anyone has any information, it's the Riverside, California Police Department. So here's the interesting thing about that. Keep an eye on your kids is why I share that, right? It's a dark article that is sad, but like parking lots
are not safe.
Not even church parking lots, right? And not even here in Utah, not anywhere else. You know, we sort of know that, but I think we sometimes give a pass. Like, it's a church, nothing's going to happen. Or it's Sunday, there's this thing. Mentally, I think if we looked at it, we could be like, no, that's incorrect thinking, obviously. But, you know, keep an eye on your kids. Mm-hmm. They're never given a free pass, even at that. And that sucks. That sucks bad.
Don't slough young women's
right.
or whatever it is. And don't go walking through the parking lot because, again, that's
something like
not
that
necessarily
could be
a safe
could
place.
Happen.
Just because it's church, it's not
just
a safe
be
place.
Safe. And then finally, this former LDS woman's leader Barbara Winder who united Mormons after a divisive ERA fight, dies. Barbara Woodhead Winder, the helm, she took the helm of the LDS Church's All-Female Relief Society in April 1984, a few years after the United States became embroiled in a battle over women's rights. Mormons had been on both sides of the Equal Rights Amendment, debating for more than a decade the merits of staying at home with children versus working outside of the home. They also argued about gender roles and male-female relationships. She was the 11th general president of the Relief Society. She struck a conciliatory tone after the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints took a headline-grabbing stance against the ERA. She says it's a time to heal, according to a biography about Barbara Winder, a time to bond women to women and women to men. We can have unity in diversity and diversity in unity. We don't have to be like one another to enjoy sisterhood. Winder, who led Mormon women around the world for 6 years, 1984 to 1990, died this past Sunday in Utah due to complications from pulmonary fibrosis. Barbara was a peacemaker. She wouldn't have caused conflict in any way. She was a positive person with deep spirituality and very selfless in wanting to do good for others. So there you go. Former Relief Society president for the church just passed away the other day. That's it. Lovely. Kids were relatively good.
I mean, give them a B.
I mean, yeah, we're a solid B.
A solid B.
They don't get the plus on the end of that.
Maybe I should say you get the grading privileges.
Well, like if
today.
C is average compared to an average kid, they're an A, right?
Oh, well, thank you.
But okay. I mean, a couple times, right? So I can't give them an A.
I can't give them.
I can't be nice. I can't
A minus.
I can't make you feel comfortable about the fact that you
no.
brought your kids here, right?
No, I do apologize.
They were great, and they're so cute, and I hope that you'll send a picture. Of the two of them, so we can point out the pale kid and also the darker kid, so
okay,
people can see that. You can find that at the Cultural Hall on Instagram. We'll maybe post it up on Facebook as well. Check us out on Pinterest. Check us out on Twitter. Everywhere that we are, do that. And then the other thing is if you get this via iTunes, take a second and give us a review. We'd love to have your review of what you think of the show.
Yes, please.
Even if you've left a review before, if you think it's better, if you think it's worse, love to have your constructive criticism. If you're going to say it sucks, tell me why it sucks, okay?
And you read all of those,
I do.
You? Yeah.
And typically post all of them as well. So take a second and do that. We hope that this episode has nourished and strengthened your body.
We hope that if you have been sick or afflicted, that you can become well and listen next week.
And that when the time comes, you'll be able to travel home in safety. In the meantime, we'll be saving a seat for you.
On the back row
of
the cultural hall.
Save me a seat, it's sure to be neat.